Are leaders born or made? What can you do if you weren't born with the traditional skills of a natural leader? And maybe it's a moot point anyway. How much can one person really do? Well, there are so many books on leaders and leadership, yet we still have questions. In this edition of Ask Kathy, Kathy Horton Panzeca will answer our questions on leadership. There's a lot of questions about leaders. Are leaders born? Are they made? Can you study things? Can you practice? Can you become a leader? Or is that just something you're born with?
I think that you can work on your leadership skills, but the most dynamic, charismatic, driven leaders that I've met have been so their entire lives. They have been leaders in growing up in school, on sports teams, in school events. There's a quality about those people that makes them the type of personality that people want to follow. They actually feel comfortable following, and they feel inspired by the leadership qualities that that person possesses. So I don't think that leaders necessarily have to be born with those qualities. I think you can learn them, but the most inspiring leaders I have ever met are people that have these qualities from the time they're born.
If you're a business person, and obviously you can't do everything yourself, you need followers, you need employees. Maybe you weren't born with some of these leadership skills. What can you do to get people to follow your vision if you don't have some of these natural innate skills?
I think someone that finds themselves in a leadership position without that sort of inspiring, charismatic, driven personality that attracts and is almost a magnet to people, then you need to create a leadership team comprised of people that have those qualities so that your own inhibitions or your own weaknesses are supplemented. I think the worst situation I have seen is when a weak leader is so insecure with their weaknesses that they in fact surround themselves by people weaker and yet even less able to lead. That's the worst quotient of all.
You know, in the business world, just like in the outside world, we hear phrases like you can't fight City Hall. And how much can one person, even with the great amount of leadership ability and passion and vision, how much can one person really accomplish?
You know, I think one person becomes, you know, that ripple in the pond. It's the stone that's dropped that has a reverberating effect on many others around them. I think that you have to believe that one person can have an effect, or you have a paralyzed economy. You have people that throw up their hands and say, "Well, I can't do anything about this, and I can't get any support to do this, so I'm not going to make an effort." That's just, to me, that's just self-defeating. I do believe that if you have an idea, you have a passion, you have a vision, and you want to affect change, that you can start, and two or three people becomes 10 people, becomes 300 people.
You've been listening to Ask Kathy, business and leadership advice from Kathy Horton Panzeca. Come back for more soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.